Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Greatest tool show on earth.
You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Yeah.
Travel warning in effect for people going to Mexico or Baja California. The State Department issued the warning Tuesday, saying Americans have recently been the victims of violent crimes, including homicide, kidnapping, carjacking, robbery in various Mexican states. Officials are telling U.S. citizens to stay away from Baja California, Tijuana, Rosarito, Ensenada, Tecate, and Mexicali, especially at night.
I like how you said that one word, Craig. Congratulations. You should have hammered you. That was really good, man. You nailed that.
I just heard him say Tecate, and I want a beer now.
Where's Todos Santos is where Jesse Ventura has another home. Is that listed on there?
Not in the list that I have.
Because that's not too far from Cabo.
I don't think anybody would mess with it. A bald guy with a ponytail is super scary.
Yeah.
Cancun, too. And I thought those were the two
last safe
bastions of Mexico, but apparently you should just avoid Mexico.
They're going to try to clamp down that because tourist money makes a lot of money for Mexico, especially in Cancun and Cabo, like you said.
Right. So does drugs.
And my son.
And diarrhea medicine. Yeah,
he's going deep into the heart of Mexico.
Man, he's really white, too.
Next month.
Oh, is he going to go visit his little Mexico City thing?
Yes. Well, she's actually in the city of Puebla, which is just outside.
Is your family cool with that?
Mexico City.
I'm worried for Zane, man.
They must be because he's going there.
Does Grandpa have
ransom money?
Yeah,
but there's
got to
be some crazy uncle, man, that doesn't like gringos. You know that.
I don't know.
I hope so. I'm just hoping it's safe, man.
She seems pretty cool, so she may come from a cool family. And he will be around Mexicans.
So I know.
So he's got a Mexican hood pass, basically?
We don't know yet. Yeah.
Don't know yet, but... No, I think it'd probably be safer to be with a Mexican family than just an American tourist in Cabo. They seek you out.
That makes sense.
If you stay in the house. Yeah.
But they're also talking about people getting caught in crossfire. So
maybe not being aimed at, right.
Yeah, you're just in the wrong place at the wrong time if you're caught in a crossfire.
That's just unlucky. But
can he marry her and bring her back?
What's
the laws on that?
That'd be tough.
Even though he's a U.S. citizen, he's a white kid. You can't marry and bring her back?
It's really difficult for her to get a visa to go to the United States because they're afraid when they give you, in Mexico, when they give you a visa, they're afraid you're not going to come back.
Well, she wouldn't. She'd marry the guy. Yeah. Well, she would come back to visit. Her family's there.
But yeah, they could get married and she could become an American citizen that way. But she's really not too hyped about America these days.
Well, a lot of people aren't. I've noticed that.
Yeah. What happened?
A lot of foreigners don't like to show up here.
Can he move there and become a Mexican citizen?
That might be easier.
Yeah. I'm guessing it might be.
Yeah.
And after a while, he'd tan and fit in a little bit better.
Tougher to make a living.
Yeah, but I don't think he wants to be.
A Mexican.
Yeah. I don't know if they have Trader Joe's in Mexican.
Or the Broncos.
He can't move up the company chain.
Tell him to be careful, man.
So he's just going to maintain this Denver to Mexico City long-distance relationship?
That's the key. Long-distance relationships don't work, man.
Yeah.
At some point, there's going to have to be a decision, you know?
Yeah, well, let's work it out.
I think long-distance relationships are a little easier now with the video chat.
You don't have sex, though, unless you're in person.
Yeah, I know.
That's the problem. And I found out with long-distance relationships, you want sex, you start banging other people your town, and the person that lives far away gets bummed about that. I've noticed that in long distance
relationships. What are you doing? Having lots of sex?
I've tried two long distance relationships when I first moved here. Neither one worked because of me.
Well, you'd think that they'd appreciate that there's a sexual surrogate.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I should have used that line.
Yeah. Don't you want me to be happy?
Both times, too. I'm having sex with somebody here now.
Right.
So we're probably going to.
But I think about you every time I bang her.
But it's just like it's you. So.
Right.
I feel bad about it.
I feel bad about it, but you're not here.
I tried to find one that looked like you, but that's pretty slim pickings. Right. So I just bang this chick and I think of you.
It's thoughtful.
So tell Zane to use that. Use my excuse then. See if that works out. She'd have to get caught, though. He'd have to get caught to admit it. Just don't admit it.
Yeah. Accidentally FaceTime her while you're going at it.
See, yeah, you're right. I didn't have FaceTime back in those days, but still. Virtual sex is not real sex. You're still masturbating. It's a puss, I tell you.
I've discussed his relationship now more with you guys than I have with him.
Well, you will have to bring it up. Not the sexual part. Not the sexual part. I get it because he's a grown man. He's probably going to do what he'll do what he wants to do.
Well, and he's kind of a quiet kid, so it's hard to have a discussion with him.
But in the beginning, long distance, things are pretty cool. He digs the chick, obviously, so that's good. Good for him.
This has been going on.
But the thing is, something has to happen.
Yeah. Right?
Because, you know, there's a guy hitting on her down there, and Zane is available up here. So, something's going to break.
But I think close to 3 years now that this has been going on.
Man, I can't go that long. Yeah, see, that
at some point, there's going to have to be a decision.
Especially in your
20s. We're breaking up.
Oh, I know.
You're moving here. I'm moving there. What are we doing?
Yeah,
you know?
I'm tired of masturbating in front of the phone.
Meet halfway in San Antonio. I don't know.
Sorry about the masturbation stuff. I know. Don't visualize that. All right.
I don't.
I know you're not. I'm visualizing her, actually.
I didn't even hear anything that you said.
I know. Well, good luck, man.
He's got that filter.
Gotta be careful down there, though, man. I'm sure he will. This is the first time he's going down there, right?
Yeah.
Well, okay, you were in a resort area when he for the wedding, right?
Cozumel, as far as I know, that's, you know, they don't like to go over to islands. Yeah,
but he's going right in the heart of Mexico,
right? They don't run their drugs over to the island because it's kind of slow to get them across. You know, the Caribbean.
So, if you had a long-distance relationship that worked because you masturbated in front of the phone every day for 8 months, Puss will take that call.
More intellectual lightweightery.
I'm to meet your makers.
Makers of what? Poop?
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.